During a recent TV appearance, Republican Representative Jim Banks said the reason for his legislation is that the wide-scale remote learning has not been effective.
And we have a whole generation of kids that we're leaving behind if we don't get them back in the classroom in the fall. So I'm trying to find
the bill Banks co-authored would deny K-12 and colleges federal funds if they don't reopen by September 8th. Indiana State Teachers Association President Keith Gamble says the proposal is irresponsible. He says state and local leaders should decide when to open.
We are listening to those who have degreed, who have studied health and seeking their advice. And many are saying that we have to be prepared for a second wave.
Political observers say the bill is unlikely to become law. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.